We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a big deal for a lot of people and the industry as a whole. Disney rolling out their Disney Plus streaming service tomorrow. Talk about that, generally speaking, what this means for the entertainment industry, really. And obviously, this has been a trend for a while with, services like Netflix. But talk about it specifically about Disney and what you think that will mean for the industry.
Well, this week we have Disney Plus launching, and not long ago, within the last few days, we've also had Apple TV Plus that has also launched. And really what it means is that these streaming apps are really becoming the new networks. So whereas you and I grew up with ABC and NBC and Fox, our children grow up with Disney Plus and Netflix and Hulu and now Disney Plus.
And this doesn't mean, obviously, this is going to hurt the streaming service in general, is going to hurt the big networks in some way, but this doesn't, doing my research on this, it doesn't appear that they're in any real trouble, the networks, that is, but they'll just kind of have to learn to coexist with these more specific driven entertainment mediums.
That is true. Some are playing well together. So, for example, through Spectrum, you can purchase, say, an Apple TV and then have the Spectrum as an app as opposed to getting a cable box. So that's been a really big trend for us. We're now noticing that people who want their TVs mounted above fireplaces or, say, in the master bedroom, instead of getting cable to it like the way that it's always been, it's about getting network, installing a small little Apple TV, and then putting the Spectrum app on that Apple TV. And that's how you're getting network services like that ABC and CBS and possibly your sports in conjunction with something like Disney Plus.
Have you looked into Disney Plus personally as something that you would look to purchase?
You know, it's funny that you say that. I would probably, my children are now 11 and 13, and I would probably say, well, you know what, Disney's not a channel that they had been watching or streaming at this point, except the fact that Disney purchased Marvel, and that, for my kids, they are, I think they've seen every Marvel movie ever. And we're talking about two girls here. So I think that because they have things like Marvel, Pixar, Star Wars, and not just as the Disney as we've kind of known it before, I think that does start to pull in these ability to watch these shows through Disney Plus.
What do you think this means for the industry going forward? You know, obviously, this is something, I was reading that Bill Gates had kind of seen this coming in the 90s. It took, obviously, longer than, it took about 15 years for it to really come into fruition and be mainstream. But talk about what you see as the future of entertainment. What are we going to see 5-10 years from now?
I think the future of the entertainment will continue to be over the network. For sure. That's happening already. Our kids don't know what it's like to wait a week for a show to come on. They don't even know what commercials are, except unless they're watching YouTube and it automatically comes up. I think that what we'll see is the future is better algorithms, the TV will know, or the streaming service will know who's watching, and then what content you're watching, and then whether you like that or not, and then be able to make better decisions on what you might want to watch next. I think we'll continue to see that. And nobody's been successful yet doing that really, really well. Netflix kind of does it, that you can have different, you could have the mom, you could have a dad application for your Netflix, and it will change the algorithm, what it suggests for you based on what you watched. But no one's doing that over multiple platforms well yet. So I think that in the next few years, we're going to see that get better and better. So you'll not hear about a TV show that you should watch, you'll know because it will say, hey, you like this and this. So therefore, we believe that you're going to like, you're going to love this next new show.
Heather, is there anything else that you want to add or think the audience should know about Disney Plus unveiling this tomorrow?
I think that to know that it's accessible in many places, I think that third-party applications are always the best way to go because something like an Apple TV or Roku or Chromecast, those are all devices that are made for streaming. So a client, a person, will get a better experience by using that. And I think that if you're thinking about cutting the cord or changing the way you do it, write down what shows you can't miss, and then you can start your hunt that way. It's just an easier way to get there than just choosing a device first and then trying to figure out what apps you can then get on that device.
Sorry, last question. I just thought of something else. So, you know, this has been the first time, I believe this year was the first time where the number of subscribers to a streaming service outnumbered the number of subscribers to cable, network cable. Can you talk about that trend?
I think it's the quality of shows. It really becomes, you know, what we talked about, you know, we talk about the water cooler. And back, you know, in the 90s, we talked about Friends versus Survivor. And today, people are signing up for these streaming apps because they hear the talk. So they're signing up for HBO because they had to watch Game of Thrones. They're going to sign up for Disney Plus because they'll come up with some great new show, a spin-off of Star Wars. So I think that, you know, we'll continue to see that. And yeah, it's going to be great. I think that because of the quality of shows, that's why these are outnumbering. Look at the awards you're winning now on People's Choice Awards and the Emmys. They're winning those awards, so therefore people are watching.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.